Now, sounds from the Great Plains this time of year. This is the sound of a roundup in western South Dakota. Ranchers gather their herds and brand their calves and do their best not to get trampled. Reporter Jim Kent takes us on a visit to one operation where generations come together every year at this time.
It's a little after 8 on a warm spring morning as the Camera crew starts rounding up several hundred head of cattle on land that's been in the family for more than a century. The oldest member of this crew is 70, the youngest just turned 3. Marv Camera says he looks forward to this day every year.
Some of those fellows went out there and they're parking their trailers and it'll make kind of a fence to when they bring the cattle in, and it'll just kind of help guide them right into the corral there they got built up back there. And you can see the riders, the nephews and grandkids and grandnephews and their dads and daughters are heading out to gather.
Moving the herd in from the pasture is no easy feat, but an hour later, all the cows and calves are pacing in the corral. Marv Camera explains the next step.
Right now, they're sorting the mother cows, the cows from the calves. And the cows were worked yesterday, and they'll work the calves today. So that's when they get the calves sorted off, then we'll light up the fires and unlimber the ropes, and the kids and the two or three riders will go in there horseback and drag the calves to the fire, and the wrestlers are waiting them for them. And so.
Separating the calves from their mothers isn't embraced by either the cow or the calf, who bay their objections until they're hoarse. It's a long, hot, dusty day as several teams called wrestlers grapple with 170 cows to bring them to the ground. Then it's time to hold down them doggies and brand them. Marv Camera's nephew, Mitch, is in charge of branding today. He says no one likes causing the calves discomfort, but it has to be done to protect the cattle, their owners, and everyone who might purchase their meat.
It's a different kind of world. It's a different way of life. A lot of people don't understand. It's necessary. Yes, it is. You gotta have a brand.
As the midday sun beats down on the last calves to be branded, Marv Camera's 13-year-old granddaughter, Amanda, says she just doesn't want to get hurt.
You get sore pretty much after every one because you might get kicked or something at that one. So you get sore. I hope to, get cow herd built up and ranch. I mean, without cows, America wouldn't have beef.
When the day's chores are done and the horses watered, it's time for a traditional ranch meal, a few beers, and some reflection by Marv Camera on the significance of a yearly gathering that spans 5 generations.
It's a time for just kind of a renewal. Reacquaintance, have a little work, and the kids are learning the trade. Some of them are damn good at it, and they ought to conduct themselves where to be and where not to be, and they'll have a share a meal together and drink a few beers and just enjoy the gift of rural family life.
Matt Camera says this roundup is so much more than an exercise in branding.
My great-grandfather showed up here in 1882 and decided to set down a homestead, and every generation since then's lived on this place, and that's what the lifestyle that I grew up knowing was, to ride horses, rope calves, brand hay, be a rancher, and feed people in the world. Ain't nothing better I'd like to teach my kids. And we're probably as self-sufficient as about any ranch in the United States.
Sitting at the back door, enjoying the cool of the evening air, it's time for a few jokes, some tall stories, and plans for the next year's roundup. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent in western South Dakota.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.